The life of a groundbreaking female wartime pilot has been remembered at a special talk in Sussex this coming weekend. The author Melody Foreman will give a talk and answer questions about Mary Ellis. Now, she was a member of the Air Transport Auxiliary, which delivered planes from factories to airfields during the Second World War. It meant that she was one of the first women to fly Spitfires, heavy bombers and jet aircraft. Here is Mary talking about her career.
I enjoyed the challenge. And I went on until I flew everything.
But from factories to operational centres is the responsibility of a vast organisation known as the Air Transport Auxiliary.
Up in the air on your own, and you can do whatever you like. You know, I flew 400 Spitfires, and occasionally I would take one up and go and play with the clouds, which was so delightful and lovely. Oh, I can't tell you how wonderful it was.
What an incredible woman. Now, she was a real pioneer. She flew around 1,000 airplanes during the war. Let's talk to Melanie Foreman now. Melody Foreman now, who has written about her. Melody, thank you so much for joining us. She must have been very much one of a kind. Were there many women like her, or were other women flying planes?
Yes, during the wartime, absolutely. And by the way, thank you very much for having me on your show. Love the intro music. yes, Mary was one of 166 women who were in the Air Transport Auxiliary by the time it folded after the end of the war in around 1945. So she wasn't alone. And of course, there were women flying in the 1920s and even before that. So she kind of inherited this this legacy, if you like, of groundbreaking aviatrix at the time. So your introduction was quite correct, you know, and that wonderful voice of hers, you know, it just brought back those memories of sitting with her when we were writing the biography, sitting with her, talking to her, looking through the logbook, and it just, all those memories came flooding back to me as well. So thank you for sharing her
life. I can imagine that she lived quite some life. Let's talk about when you first became interested in her life. You've written that book called The Spitfire Girl, but where did it all start?
Well, some time ago, it was around about sort of 12 years ago. I was, my background is newspaper journalism, excuse me, and I went freelance, and I was doing some public relations for a company which was basically flying a Spitfire and a Hurricane, and we would take passengers up in a helicopter who wanted to take photographs of the aircraft in flight. And this was back in East Kent, where all this took place, at this beautiful sort of green grass airfield, very nostalgic, very sort of wartime looking. So I wanted to invite a veteran along. And I tried to find out if there was any women that were flying during the war. And I soon, you know, chanced upon Mary, and I contacted her and said, look, you've got to come to this event. It would be so wonderful to meet you. And it was a perfect idea, for, you know, it was very good for veterans. So Mary agreed to come along. And and she turned up, and someone flew her over from her home in the Isle of Wight, and she landed at Pent Farm in a chipmunk. And the first thing she said to me, and it always made me chuckle, you know, I went to greet her, and she said, I didn't mind coming over in this aircraft, but it was far too slow. And it made me laugh, because she was used to doing 400 miles an hour in a Spitfire. So I thought that was very amusing. It did take me quite a few conversations to convince her that she was worthy of a biography, because every time I said to her, oh, look, I'd really like to write a biography, it's been a dream of mine, and she was the person, she said, oh, I didn't do anything. So she was tremendously modest. Then, of course, when I was invited to her home, and I saw the logbook, well, I just couldn't believe what I saw.
She must have been quite special, because you say, you know, there were a few women that did this, but a tiny minority, really, will have lived the life that she lived. How did she get into flying in the first place?
Well, Mary was always passionate about flying. I mean, in the book, you'll see she said from the age of three, she was fascinated with birds. Now, she came, but her father was a farmer. She grew up in Oxfordshire, and she always remembered she loved to ride horses. When she was the age of three, she loved looking at the birds, etc. She grew up at a time, when she was born in 1917, there was lots of sort of Royal Flying Corps action going on over the skies of Oxfordshire. So there would have been sort of like castor oil in the air, and I like to think of her sort of, you know, smelling this as she was being walked along, or prammed along by her nanny, that this aviation thing was very much in her blood, it seemed, because she just loved to fly. And she told me stories of she used to throw herself out of a bedroom window thinking she could fly when she was a child. I mean, it's extraordinary, really. And then when she was age 12, someone who was very influential in aviation in those days, Alan Cobham, he was doing joyrides around Whitney Airfield, and her father, Mary's father, told her about this, and she was, you know, she said to him, look, please can I have 5 shillings and go on this joyride with him? And she ended up doing 4 or 5 joyrides, basically, and, you know, she was a very tiny person, and they propped her up in the front seat of a Tiger Moth, and off she went, and she never, ever looked back. She said she just felt so at home in the sky.
And how did her life unfold then? What happened post-war?
Post-war, she was very, very lucky because, as you can imagine, once the war ended, lots of men came back and, the women were no longer needed to fly aircraft and they came back from the war. Women weren't, sort of destined to fly aircraft anymore because the men took all the jobs. But Mary was very lucky because her father had a very wealthy friend who happened to buy an airfield. And that little airfield was at Sandown in the Isle of Wight. And so Mary became this businessman's chauffeur pilot. And after the war, she was flying civil aviation aircraft, including Gemini aircraft for this gentleman. And then he made her managing director of the airport. And she became Europe's first woman air commodore, which was quite an accolade to have. And so she created a control tower. She set up all the sort of passenger flights to and fro Sandown. So you could fly from Sandown in the 1950s. To somewhere like Jersey or France or Italy, and it was quite revolutionary for the time.
She sounds quite an incredible person. You're bringing your talk all about her life, and this comes to Hailsham. How do people find out more and come along and see you?
Well, the event's being hosted by the brilliant Civil Aviation Trust. I think it's a non-profitable organisation, which Mary would have been tremendously pleased to support, because it's all about educational ideas and the inspiration which they're trying to provide to younger people. All sorts of people can go and find out about civil aviation, preserving the memory of it, and that's at Staple Cross, if anyone wants to visit the museum. So if they get in touch with the Civil Aviation Trust, and they can find out about tickets. I think tickets are costing £15, and the event is at the St Wilfrid's Church Hall, South Road in Hailsham, on Saturday at 7 p.m.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Fascinating hearing about a remarkable life.